Live from a voice or a Skype chat at Voice Hollywood. It is the finale of The Voice, you guys. I'm excited. Rochelle, are you excited?
I am.
Beloved star, how excited are you?
Super excited.
Turtle, are you here? Turtle is also excited, but right now she's having internet problems. I don't know if she will, if we will be able to get her back or not. But she's excited as well. There she is.
There she is. Turtle.
Hi.
Are you excited?
So we're doing all original songs for round one, and then we're doing Coach's Choice, where we pick a song for our contestant, and then we're doing the contestant's choice at the end. My contestant is Aria. Beloved's contestant is Valkyrie Celeste. Snowfender is Rochelle's contestant, and Turtle's contestant is Nani. And we have noobs in the chat tonight. So everybody be on good behavior.
Ooh.
Hello, new people.
They are all pencils going like the wind. So Ayala can't seem to get the hang of this Skype action thing. It's /me/then the action. You're missing the me, I think.
I had such a problem with that, too.
It just makes you look more noobish. There you go. She's got it now. Okay. Are you guys ready to listen to the original songs?
Yes.
First original song. This is Snowfender. And she is doing a song that's going to appear on Rochellular's album, you guys, for VH Records, which is cool.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Are you guys ready to listen?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In 3, 2, 1, push play.
My vision's clouded and I feel I'm being pulled away. I just can't get all of the things that I wanna say. The way I live my life, sometimes I feel it's all in vain. If grace is enough, then why is it so hard to change? I get caught up sometimes being used. I can hear you calling me, you seem so out of reach. I really need you here. Would you show me all the ways you know me? 'Cause you're all I have. Please be enough tonight. Restless tears are forming as I see you slipping through. Time is precious, but I wasted all of my pursuits. I know you're listening, but it's hard for me to find the truth. All this is worthless if my heart does not belong to you. If I keep this up, I'm gonna lose. I can hear you calling me, you seem so out of reach. I really need you here. Would you show me all the ways you know me? 'Cause you're all I have. Please be enough tonight. Calling me seems so out of reach. I really need you here. Would you show me all the ways you know me? 'Cause you're all I have. Please be enough tonight.
That was Snowfender, star of stage and screen, Snowfender, Rochelle's contestant. That song was written by Adam Collins, who is my brother. What did you think, Rochelle?
I liked this a lot. I think you really captured the emotion that, like, this song. I mean, this song for me, I mean, like, when I sang it and stuff, it's like, it's such an emotional, like, raw song. And so, I think that you really got that and you brought that emotion that it, like, really needs. And I love the little stuff you added at the end, like the harmonies and the extra little background things. Super great. So I think you owned this.
Beloved star, what did you think?
I liked this a lot, too. You've really improved a whole lot.
Yes.
This was great. I do think a couple times you overshot a few notes and one of your harmonies, sometimes they didn't quite blend all the way. But I really liked this for you. It was really nice.
I liked it too. I liked the emotion. It was, you had a little bit of reverb on it, but not too much. I liked it a lot too. There's not much to say. It was nice. Good job, Snowfender. Turtle is not having such good luck with her internet right now, so I think we should just move on to her contestant, which is Nani. Nani's doing a song. Turtle, there you are. Are you there? All right. Nani's doing a song by Mega Dizzy, Symmetry in the Making. Are you guys ready to listen to that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Everybody can push play in 3, 2, 1, go.
Stumbling around looking for satisfaction, though you can buy it in a marketplace. Working for that living notion to take us to those happy days. Back in relation to the carvings, teaching us how to live a lie. All in all, we met to satisfy. Walking through tomorrow. Open arms on the ready to take away what makes us strive. Strive for the colors, strive for the meaning of it all. Strive for the intensity of living on in this Breathtaking, it's time to get away. It's symmetry in the making.
Was Nani with Symmetry in the Making by Megadizzy.
Yeah.
I'm not really a recreational drug user, but this made me want to do some drugs. In a good way. And it's fitting that it said Bow Chicka because this was ear porn. I loved it. What did you think, beloved?
I really liked this too. I like this type of music. And I think your voice fit it really well. I loved the layering at the end. That was probably my favorite part. I feel like in parts your main vocals could have been a tiny bit louder, but that could just be me and my deafness.
Let's take a minute very quickly to plug Megadizzy's band, who this song is by. If Megadizzy could just type the name of the band in the chat, because I can't remember what the name is.
Isn't it Colliday?
I think they've changed the name, but I could be wrong. While I'm waiting for that, Turtle, what did you think? Did you hear? It's The Broadcast. They are The Broadcast.
Oh.
Turtle, did you get it? You heard it. It's your contestant. What do you think?
Yeah, I really like this. This is actually one of my favorite talent, The Broadcast songs. The part where Beloved said she wished the vocals were louder. I think I asked her if she could re-record the parts belting out, but she didn't have time to do that. But it still sounded really good.
And Rochelle, what did you think?
I loved this. This was such a cool song. Dizzy, awesome songwriting. Super, super great. It was so, oh my God, I really liked the style a lot. And I think it worked for Nani, really well. I loved her, bomb chicka bomb bombs in the background. I do agree. I wish the main vocal had been louder because it was hard to hear what she was saying sometimes. But I thought that it was really cool and worked well for her voice.
We will give you guys, if you look on the thread, we will give you guys a link to Megadizzy's band as well, so you guys can listen to the original version. Up next is Aria with her original song, again written by Adam Collins. This is going on Aria's album, so you guys can hear it then. But until then, now you can hear it now. Everybody can push play in 3, 2, 1, go.
just moonlight instead. Between your world and mine, confusion amounts. How can I take it in? A restless wanderer looking for
was Aria. Let's go to Turtle first.
Okay, so usually I can't always like listen to a lot of Aria, if that makes sense, because for me her voice is, she has a really like heavy tone, but this is really soft and beautiful and I love listening to it, and when it's up on iTunes I can't wait to buy it.
I can listen to a lot of Aria because I love her voice. And I don't think you sing in this range nearly enough. I think this was a great song for you. You performed the heck out of it. I love you on this. I think it was an excellent first performance for the finale. Love the build on it. Gave me chills. Rochellular.
Yeah, I thought the build was super good. Your emotion was really good. Your voice sounded really pretty on this. To be honest, I can listen to you a lot. I don't have that problem that Turtle has, but I do think you do have a heavy tone, so I was a little nervous like hearing you on such a bare instrumental track, but I think it really worked for you, especially in that like higher range that you had. It was really beautiful, so good job.
You guys have to stop doubting the team of Aria and Dylan. We know what we're doing, Rochelle.
I'm not doubting it.
Ah, beloved.
I really liked this too. like the others said, the build was really, really pretty. I think my favorite part of this whole song was when you sang the high "Where Do You Go" parts. They were really, really clear and powerful, and I just really liked those parts. I did hear a couple notes like here and there that sounded a little, not necessarily off, but maybe wavery or unsure or something strange. But I thought your emotion was really good, and I love it when you sing in this higher register. It's just so sweet and innocent sounding. I really liked it.
It was a pretty epic win. If we do say so ourselves, it was pretty epic win. This is coming from the 2-1 voice to rule them all finalists. You have to realize. Beloved star, Valkyrie Celeste is up next.
Mm-hmm.
She is singing another Mega Dizzy's band's original. I think it's called Guardian, correct?
I think so.
What was it like working with Valk this week for the finale? Was she nervous?
I don't think she was nervous. I think she was just really excited.
She's focused and she's nervous now. Are you guys ready to listen?
Yes.
It is called Guardian. This is Valkyrie Celeste. 3, 2, 1, go.
Wonderful. beautiful prize for staying alive. Get up with me and we'll escape from the rest. Oh, you're following me. Oh, you're following me to the depths of my conscience.
That was Valkyrie Celeste with Guardian by Megadigi's Band, which you will have a link to in the thread, in the chat, the live chat. I just posted the link for part two. Anyway, Megadigi liked that you guys took liberties with the songs, which is good because I would hate if he was like, I'm going to sue you guys for taking liberties. Rochelle, what did you think?
I liked this a lot. I really liked your head voice. And I really enjoyed you on this style song. I think I would have liked more emotion. I don't know if that's the right word because it had that kind of weird, like, trancey feel to it. But there was just, like, a little bit of something that I wanted more of. And I'm not sure if emotion is the right word, but that's the idea I'm going for.
I would have liked a little bit. This is not even a singing critique, but I'm still going to give it. I would have liked a little bit more reverb or something on her main vocal. But again, not really a singing critique. Love the harmonies. The higher bits for me set in a weird spot in your range that I haven't heard much of, and I'm not sure how I felt about it, but I love the harmonies. I love the, like, I love it overall as a whole. Like, I don't want to pick it apart because it works so well as a whole. Certain parts didn't work as well as others, but as a whole, it worked really well. What did you think, Turtle?
I really liked how, like, the oohs and ahs were a lot softer compared to, like, the band's version. I really liked the get downs. That was, like, one of my favorite parts in the song. And I think she did a really nice job with this. I agree with what you and Rochelle has said so far. I feel like there's something in some kind of element that's missing to the song, like an edge to push it even further. But I really liked it overall.
What did you think, Beloved?
I think Valk did an amazing job with this. Almost from her first take, she really had the essence of the song down. I really liked her higher range that she has been exploring more lately, and I hope she keeps singing in it.
I hope so too. She's been amazing on this show, regardless of what happens. I think this is the show that she really started owning on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm terrified of her and you both. Next up, the contestants are doing our choices for them. I believe Valk's up again, Beloved Star, with your choice for her. Tell us about your choice and why you picked it.
I chose Love is a Battlefield because we needed a fast song. And I was listening to it, and I thought it would be interesting to hear her do it. So it was kind of like a hey, why not kind of thing. But I like how it turned out.
I can't even in my head imagine her singing Love is a Battlefield, so I'm really excited to hear it. Does everybody have the file and everything?
Mm-hmm. Do I have it?
For Love?
Yeah. Yep. Somewhere.
All right. Everybody can push play in 3, 2, 1, go.